Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama travels to Chicago today as he continues to push new proposals in his State of the Union speech earlier this week. The president is expected to provide new details on how government can help build ladders of opportunity into the middle class. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, many in his hometown also hope Obama will address the problem of urban gun violence.
President Obama will speak at Hyde Park Academy, a Chicago public high school about 2 miles from his own Southside home.
I'm excited to see him.
17-year-old junior Kia Sharif says beyond the hoopla of the presidential visit, she hopes Obama will talk about ways to reduce gun violence.
Especially better gun laws.
The reason she wants stricter gun laws?
What worries me is how teenagers just constantly steady getting a hold of the guns.
Sharif says gun violence is taking too many teen lives in Chicago, including that of 15-year-old Hadiyah Pendleton 2 weeks ago in a park just a few miles from here. She hopes the president will follow up his visit with real action to address the problem. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
After 2 months of gains, factory output in the U.S. fell in January by 0.4%. Chad Moutray, chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers, says the manufacturing sector has been shaken by uncertain government fiscal policy.
We've seen some weakness in the manufacturing sector this year. I think there continues to be, even with the fiscal cliff being averted, we continue to see some folks who are worried about the across-the-board spending cuts, continued weakness in sales overseas, etc.
Specifically, production of autos and auto parts slid more than 3%. Passengers who spent 5 days without power on the Carnival cruise ship Triumph are finally on their way home. NPR's Greg Allen reports after a grueling week, tugboats towed the ship into port last night in Mobile, Alabama.
It was supposed to be a 4-day cruise, but because of a fire that knocked out power to the ship's engines, passengers spent a week on the Carnival Triumph, most of that time with no air conditioning or enough working bathrooms. After staying last night in New Orleans hotels, most passengers are flying to Houston at Carnival's expense today. The company's CEO, Jerry Cahill, was on hand in Mobile as the ship docked and said he wanted to apologize to passengers personally.
I know the conditions on board were very poor. I know it was very difficult. And I want to apologize again for subjecting our guests to that. We pride ourselves in providing our guests with a great vacation experience, and clearly we failed in this particular case.
Carnival is reimbursing passengers for all expenses, giving them a credit for a future cruise and $500 in cash. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 2 points at 13,971. NASDAQ also down slightly at 3,197. S&P 500 down 1. This is NPR News. Months after basking in the limelight of Olympic glory, Oscar Pistorius made his first court appearance today on a charge of premeditated murder. The superstar athlete at one point wept so loudly that Chief Magistrate Desmond Nasir had to tell the defendant to take it easy. Pistorius was arrested yesterday after allegedly shooting his girlfriend at his home in Pretoria, marking a stunning fall for an athlete who gained fame as the first double amputee track athlete to compete in the Olympics. Fueling an already tense situation in the disputed region of Kashmir, a Pakistani soldier has been shot and killed by Indian troops at a makeshift border. Details from NPR's Jackie Northam.
Pakistani military officials say the soldier was shot by Indian troops after accidentally crossing a line of control separating the two countries in Kashmir, a Muslim-dominated region that is claimed by both India and Pakistan. Reports out of India paint a different picture, that the Pakistani soldier was killed in a firefight after Indian troops saw suspicious movement near the makeshift border, and that an Indian soldier was also injured. Tension has increased recently between the two countries over Kashmir. In January, 3 Pakistani soldiers and 2 Indian soldiers were killed in a series of attacks in the area. India and Pakistan have fought 2 of their 3 wars over Kashmir. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.
The death toll in Syria continues to climb from battles surrounding the international airport in the northern city of Aleppo. Activists are now saying 150 rebels and troops have been killed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the National Geographic Channel with Killing Lincoln, based on the book and produced by Ridley and Tony Scott, premieres this Sunday at 8.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And don't forget, 7 p.m. tonight, Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter. Right now, back to Austin City Limits, a performance done in 1978. Here is Lightning Hopkins.
This song means a lot to all y'all. I know you don't know what it mean to me. Won't you ride me? Ride me. That's all night long. Won't you? Baby, go get your rocking chair. See me coming. Go get your. Yeah, no, I ain't no stranger. Lightning once lived over here. I want you to roll me like your grandma. Roll her biscuit dough. Like your grandma used to roll a biscuit dough. Yeah, you know that'll be coming easy, baby. Whoa, little girl, right over slow.
Woman in the streets, She wants new things too. Let me tell you, I don't want to get out of bed no more. Let me tell you, pretty didn't go through. What am I going to do? My pretty didn't go through. What am I going to do? That I'm making, I don't ever get it. If I save it, the tax is gonna take it. Please, credit manager, give me a break. I'll pay my bills this time if there's a life it takes. Getting over the hump just won't come true. Let me tell you. My box, nothing but good luck. I'll keep me off the hard stuff. Getting over the hump is so hard to do. My credit didn't go through. What am I gonna do? My credit didn't go through. What am I gonna do?
Late Freddie King from Gilmer, Texas. Freddie King from the album Burglar with a number called My Credit Didn't Go Through. Before we heard Freddie King, we heard one of his big influences early on anyway, Lightning Hopkins. We heard Lightning from 1978 doing a cover of a tune. It was actually based on a composition by a fellow Texan, a little son Jackson, originally from Tyler, Texas, had a tune out called Rockin' and Rollin' back around 1950. And that ended up morphing into Rock Me Baby. Muddy Waters recorded a version of that, a variant of that, I guess I should say, in 1956. And of course, B.B. King had his hit with it back in 1964. B.B. actually got to number 34 on the pop charts, which is pretty good for a blues singer back then, B.B. King. Lightning Hopkins, though, again doing Rock Me Baby, a real classic. Next year on KRVS, here's someone that was a big influence on Lightning Hopkins, someone that really inspired him to play the blues. In fact, he inspired a lot of artists in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Talking about Blind Lemon Jefferson from April of 1927. Here's Lemon with one of his classic Numbers Matchbox Blues.
I said there was for me. I got the good going down. She cool she all the time. I got a good going down. Cool she's all the time. Want your love, you better put it to your side. I say you want your baby, put it to your side. And you flag my train, Papa never saw let it run. That it's been so long, seems like my heart gone crazy. Excuse me, mama, for knocking on your door. Well, excuse me, mama, for knocking on your door.
Treat pig me the way you should. Oh, you don't treat pig me the way you should. If you don't believe this is pig meat, ask anybody in your neighborhood. If you don't believe this is pig meat, kind that you won't regret. Oh, the kind that you won't regret. I got something about this pig meat, mama, I ain't told you yet. Country, mama, but I'm staying in town. Oh, mama, but I'm staying in town. If you don't believe this is pig meat, mama, put my head on down. You can take me to the mountain and we'll be pig meat there. Oh, we'll be pig meat there. You take your pole in China, we'll stand a chance, yes, anywhere.
From 1947, that was Lead Belly, along with Brownie McGee. Brownie McGee playing guitar, and Lead Belly also. Lead Belly on vocals doing a number called Pig Meat. He was preceded by Blind Lemon Jefferson. It's said that they met back, I think it was in the teens, Blind Lemon Jefferson from Texas and Lead Belly originally from Shreveport. We heard Blind Lemon, though, from April of 1927 doing his one of his very well-known tunes, Matchbox Blues. You're listening to The Blues Box, and we have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Lead Belly was from Shreveport, also is a character by the name of Professor Porkchop. In fact, he was part of the old group A-Train. Here he is from a brand new release called You Are My Everything. Professor Porkchop on vocals and piano doing a rendition of Early in the Morning.
I can't get right. Had a little fight with my baby last night, early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. It's early in the morning. I ain't got nothing but the blue. I went to all the places that she used to go. Even stopped them down at the Kokomo. In the morning. In the morning, y'all. It's early in the morning. I ain't got nothing but the blue. Well, I went to all the places that she used to stay. Knocked on her mama's door, she said, get away. In the morning. In the morning. It's early in the morning. I ain't got nothing but the blue.
One beer, one scotch. one bourbon and one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, don't want bubble gum. You got what I need, so just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything is lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. That I'm on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left here this morning, said she wouldn't stay. Now she's been gone all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. Strong, I got to find my baby if it takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. 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 One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
Dennis Grunling on blues harp and vocals from his disc Rockin' All Day, a very recent release. His cover of what was a classic for, a nice hit for Amos Milburn back in the early 50s. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. He was preceded by Professor Porkchop. We heard Professor Porkchop from his new release, You Are My Everything, and he did a cover of Early in the Morning. And next here on the Blues Box, not a cover, but an original, and one that, as a cover, gave Elvis Presley his start, a big start in his music career. We're going to go to the originals from September of 1946. Here's Arthur Big Boy Crudup.
For you, that's all right, no mama, any way you do, but that's all right, that's That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Well, my mama, she done told me. Papa told me too. The life you live in, son, now women be the death of you. But that's all right. That's all right. I love that woman, but I got to let her go. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Babe, now if you don't want me, why not tell me so? You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
Thank you. she make them lay. You can steal my chicken, but you sure can't make her lay. You can steal my best woman, but you sure can't make her stay.
Someday Baby, Big Joe Williams on guitar and vocal, Sonny Boy Williamson the first on blues harp. No date on this recording, but it may have well have been from the Bluebird Sessions of 1937, where the two of them first got together in the studios, along with Robert Nighthawk. Someday Baby, Big Joe Williams. Big Joe Williams had a long career in the blues. He was playing coffee houses and that sort of those sorts of venues in the 60s, and festivals also, actually doing that well into the 1970s. Big Joe Williams. He was preceded by Arthur Big Boy Crudup here on KRVS. We heard Arthur from 1946, again, September that year, doing the original That's All Right, Mama. And Elvis Presley was to have a big hit with that one. There's an interesting story about his recording, Presley's recording of that tune. He and Scotty and Bill were in the Sun Records studios, Sam Phillips studios in Memphis. Spent a long day, and it was really unproductive. They never really could put down anything that sounded all that great. And sort of late on in the session, Elvis started just noodling around playing That's All Right, Mama, sort of an up-tempo version of that tune. And the other guys started chiming in, and Sam Phillips heard what they were doing and said, hold it, stop. Start again. And they recorded it, and of course it was a big hit. The B-side was Blue Moon of Kentucky, which was a Bill Monroe number, and that one too Presley changed a little bit, had it in 2/4 time instead of 3/4 time, the way Monroe recorded it. But anyway, definitely a huge classic, That's All Right, Mama. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
From 1929, here's Victoria Spivey.
the blues. Then trust, then trust. Please give me good news. I've been phoning. I've been telephoning all night long. Bet you 50 to 100, something is going on wrong.
From 1935, that was Lucille Bogan along with her accompanist Walter Roland, and number called Man Stealer Blues. Bogan wrote a lot of tunes, some of them that were real blues classics like Sloppy Drunk Blues, Sweet Black Angel, and others. She also wrote and recorded some extremely bawdy blues. I mean, it's a really out there stuff, real character. She was preceded by Victoria Spivey. We heard Victoria from 1929 doing a number called Telephoning the Blues. And Victoria had a long career. A lot of the classic blues women of the decade of the 1920s, their careers often died out because of the Depression, the sort of the end of the vaudeville influence, that sort of thing. But not so with Victoria Spivey. In fact, she started her own record label in the early 1960s to try and record otherwise underrecorded artists. Next year on the Blues Box, let's turn to another classic voice in the blues. From 1939, here is Billie Holiday.
I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right. Keeps begging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. Right to sit and cry down around the river. What you choose, I've got a right to sing the
overpower the strong. The clever are the only ones enjoying the world, while the greedy save all and enjoy none. If you got a strong brain and your mind is smart, nothing in the world is gonna be too hard. We gonna keep on going before others start. You got a strong brain and your mind is smart.
From 1964, that was Willie Dixon with a very interesting solo piece. Dixon was, of course, the source for a lot of the blues hits, Chicago blues hits of the 1950s and on into the 60s. Wrote for Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, Little Walter, all sorts of people. Willie Dixon. He was preceded by the late, great Billie Holiday. We heard Billie from 1939 doing a number called I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. And if you know anything about her history, she definitely did have a right. We have time for Little Walter. We've got Little Walter from 1960 on blues harp and vocals doing one of his classics, Just Your Fool. Once again, Little Walter from 1960, Walter on blues harp and vocals. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on this Friday anyway, here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And that's followed by even more good music at 3 p.m. Roger Cash standing by with Freetown Radio. And then tonight, music continues here on KRVS with Big Band Swings and Other Things, hosted by Lee Klein-Peter. This program is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you, also from a grant for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Again, we're member-supported public radio. If you'd like to help us keep these programs on the air, consider supporting us with a contribution. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. To take us on up to American Roots, we're going to turn to Cephas and Wiggins from their disc Somebody Told the Truth, a little instrumental, a few bars of a tune called Burn Your Bridges. Have a great, great weekend, and we'll, of course, we'll see you next, or you can hear us again on the Blues Box next Friday. Oh,